The fact that all heated objects emit light of the same color at the same temperature was well known to potters long before 1859, the year that Gustav Kirchhoff, a 34-year-old German physicist at Heidelberg University, started his theoretical investigations into the nature of this correlation. To help simplify his analysis, Kirchhoff developed the concept of a perfect absorber and emitter of radiation called a blackbody. His choice of name was apt. A body that was a perfect absorber would reflect no radiation and therefore appear black. However, as a perfect emitter, its appearance would be anything but black if its temperature was high enough for it to radiate at wavelengths from the visible part of the spectrum. Kirchhoff envisaged his imaginary black body as a simple hollow container with a tiny hole in one of its walls. Since any radiation, visible or invisible light, entering the container does so through the hole, it is actually the hole that mimics a perfect absorber and acts like a blackbody. Once inside, the radiation is reflected back and forth between the walls of the cavity until it is completely absorbed. Imagining the outside of his blackbody to be insulated, Kirchhoff knew that if heated, only the interior surface of the walls would emit radiation that filled the cavity. At first, the walls, just like a hot iron poker, glow a deep cherry red, even though they still radiate predominantly in the infrared. Then, as the temperature climbs ever higher, the walls glow a bluish white as they radiate at wavelengths from across the spectrum from the far infrared to the ultraviolet. The hole acts as a perfect emitter, since any radiation that escapes through it will be a sample of all the wavelengths present inside the cavity at that temperature. Kirchhoff proved mathematically what potters had long observed in their kilns. Kirchhoff's law said that the range and intensity of the radiation inside the cavity did not depend on the material that a real black body could be made of, or on its shape and size, but only on its temperature. Kirchhoff had ingeniously reduced the problem of the hot iron poker. What was the exact relationship between the range and intensity of the colors it emitted at a certain temperature to how much energy is radiated by a black body at that temperature? The task that Kirchhoff set himself and his colleagues became known as the blackbody problem. Measure the spectral energy distribution of blackbody radiation, the amount of energy at each wavelength from the infrared to the ultraviolet at a given temperature, and derive a formula to reproduce the distribution at any temperature.